94.1 Juice FM, Creston's greatest hits. I'm Jensen Shields, and we've got ourselves a Paws Pet of the Week. And of course, I'm joined by Paws Director at Large, Debbie Crane. Why don't you tell us about a kitty with a big name and a big heart?
Well, this week we have Bear. He's a quiet orange tabby. He's new to the shelter. He was surrendered after being in his previous home for 11 years. His previous owner just got too old and wasn't able to look after him anymore. So he's done pretty well. He's a really nice boy. He can usually be found in the highest cat tree that we have, where he tends to keep to himself. So if anyone's looking for a friendly but low-maintenance cat, then he's the boy for you. He's neutered, had his vaccinations, he's healthy, and he's ready to find his new forever home.
Fantastic. Bear, what a scary name for such an adorable little dude.
I know, he's a nice boy, so it is kind of a funny name for him. But yeah, he's a really nice boy. He's a little out of sorts because shelter life is different than, you know, being the only cat in a home for 11 years. So, but he's coming along.
Okay. Do we have a Paws tip of the week?
We sure do, about stray and feral cats, kind of what to do about them and who to call. If the cat looks homeless but looks healthy, then the first thing to do is probably check with the neighbors or nearby houses, because the cats like to wander and it may just be a neighborhood cat that you're not familiar with.
Mm-hmm.
You can advertise them on local social media, and if there's no bites and you're in Creston, to call Bylaw, and if there's no bites and you're outside of Creston, to call Paws. If any cat, feral or stray, any cat seems to be sick or injured, call the vet, whether you live in Creston or outside of town limits. And if the cat is feral and you just don't know what to do because it's a feral cat, or you have several of them living in your front porch or so, if you live in Creston, call Bylaw. And again, out of town limits, call East Kootenay SPCA, so the one in Cranbrook. And if you do want to keep a feral cat on your property, call the vet to arrange to have them fixed so that you're not going to get another colony from establishing. And then you just can continue to look after the cat, but know that you won't have kittens.
Sounds good.
If listeners aren't sure what to do, just call Paws and we'll walk them through it.
Excellent. Yeah, it's good to have you guys as a source just in case. Well, Debbie, I appreciate it. And I'll talk to you next week.
Okay, thanks so much. Take care.
Bye now.